From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the head of the World Football Federation announces his resignation. Sepp Blatter, president of the World Football Federation, FIFA, abruptly resigned Tuesday in the midst of an unfolding corruption scandal.
C'est mon profond attachement à la FIFA et à ses intérêts.
Blatter said it's with deep care for FIFA and its interests that he took this decision. He had been re-elected to a fifth term as president just last week. He plans to retain his post until a successor is named. The 79-year-old FIFA chief made his decision public at a Zurich news conference after repeatedly professing his innocence following the announcement of indictments against several FIFA officials for alleged corrupt activities and multi-million-dollar bribe-taking. Another bomb blast has rocked the Borno state capital Maiduguri in northeast Nigeria, with varying casualty figures ranging from 20 to 50 dead. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram released a video on social media featuring a hooded and unidentified speaker accusing Nigeria and three neighboring countries, Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, of lying about their recent military successes against the group. He says the four countries are not united in the fight against the Islamist insurgency, and Boko Haram, he says, will prevail in its goal of establishing an Islamic caliphate in northern Nigeria. The six-year insurgency has left more than 15,000 dead. Hundreds more have been abducted. A regional force has ejected the group from much of its occupied territory since February, but the Boko Haram group says it remains capable of launching hit-and-run strikes. This is VOA News. President Obama Tuesday signed into law a bill ending the government's massive collection of telephone call data intended to prevent terrorist attacks. It followed days of heated congressional debate. Under the new rules, telephone companies, not the National Security Agency, will collect and hold on to the phone call records of U.S. citizens. Federal investigators will need a court order to examine those records if they suspect anyone of contacting known or suspected terrorists. Senator Patrick Leahy is a Democrat from Vermont.
We passed the most significant surveillance reform in decades. We've done it by setting aside ideology, setting aside fear-mongering. So we'll protect the security of the United States, but we also protect the privacy of Americans.
Critics say the previous program was a government invasion of privacy. The new rules are a compromise, even though lawmakers from both parties say the new system will be less secure. President Obama says Israel's losing international credibility over whether it's serious about a peace settlement that includes a Palestinian state. Mr. Obama made his comments during an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television broadcast Tuesday. He said Israeli politics are, quote, motivated only by fear. South Sudan's government Tuesday rejected a U.N. demand it reverse its decision to expel U.N. aid coordinator Toby Lanzer, insisting he regularly spoke out against the government. Lanzer was due to leave his post soon. A Juba government spokesman said the U.N. mandate is to supplement and support the government, not cause havoc. The government has been battling rebels for 18 months, causing a dire humanitarian crisis, with millions depending on foreign food aid. Sean Hughes is head of the World Food Program in the country.
The projection for the coming lean season, which is the next 4 months, is that there will be 4.6 million people across South Sudan that are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance and are acutely food insecure. In terms of the distribution, slightly more than half of those, 2.5 million, are found in the most conflict-affected areas that are still experiencing displacement and within the current civil war in Greater Upper Nile.
He says he's also concerned about food insecurity in even less conflict-affected areas, including Warup Lakes and northern Bar El Ghazal. Four people were killed when a helicopter chartered by the A-group Doctors Without Borders crashed in quake-damaged northeast Nepal Tuesday. The bodies of three men and a woman were recovered. Police rescuers are trying to return the bodies to Kathmandu. Tanzania has emerged as an epicenter in the African elephant poaching crisis after a government census found it lost 60% of its elephants in 5 years. A government report released this week estimates more than 65,000 elephants have died in the country, with fewer than 44,000 remaining as of last year. An estimated 45 tons of ivory have reached the international black market from Tanzania. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.